like you. Might have been a fluke, might have been a full moon. Might have been a little too tired to fight. Might have been a guy a little drunk last night. Might have been a song on the radio. Might have been nothing, baby, I don't know. Might have been a girl that looked like you. Might have been a fluke, might have been a fool move. Might have been a little too tired to fight. Might have been a got a little drunk. Brought it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's off my chest, but never off my mind. Two drinks in, get that hurt. You feel bad, and I feel worse. I swear it's the last time every time. Drunk last night, I got a little drunk last night. Thought I could keep it all inside, but I got a little drunk last night.
WIRI Nakusa, part of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little bit of sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down to around 10, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high pretty close to 15 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Good morning, y'all. Welcome to the Sunrise Show. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change.
Let's go! Kick off the first real live show of 2025 here at WIRI and WFHR for that matter. Our first live time on the air with you. Oh, and it feels good. It feels good to be back. Welcome back, everybody. Hope y'all had a great New Year's, a safe New Year's, and a fun New Year's. We got a lot of great things to get to this morning. We only got an hour to do it, but we're here thanks to our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Do want to send a big shout out to them. Go visit them at when they open their doors at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids. Get yourself some great coffee. Great way to kick off 2025. Hope you all are having a good 2025 already. We're going to make sure your music is good for the morning here. We got Thomas Rhett on the way, some Tucker Wetmore. Going to be hearing from Dwight Yoakam before we wrap up as well, along with Lone Star. We got some country music news to get to as well, but we start off with our National Day of Calendar for this January 2nd, 2025. It is National Personal Trainer Day. Ooh, I'll be honest, if you could afford something like that, it does seem like a pretty cool, thing to be able to have. Also, if that's your job, I don't know. It doesn't seem like a bad gig. I've known just like one or two people that did that for a living. They seem to really enjoy it. It is National Pet Traveler Safety Day. Be aware of your little furry friends when you're traveling with them. National Cream Puff Day. They're talking about the bakery item. I had to make sure. I didn't know if they were talking about maybe some soft players out there or something in sports. But nope, cream puffs. I'm not a big cream puff guy. Most sweets, you will catch me eating. I am a sweetaholic, for sure. But cream puffs, I don't know, something about the texture. Nah. National Buffet Day. Oh, enjoy. A lot of great buffets out there. All different kinds. 55-mile-an-hour speed limit day, as this recognizes a moment in our national highways history, too. There was a time where that was the fastest the highways had. I find the roads, the history of the roads, so interesting. There's so much interest in all that. Speaking of history, it's National Ancestry Day. We commemorate the labor of past heroes and their struggles for independence. None of us are here without trailblazers that ahead of us, whether it was in our own personal families or just in society. History is awesome, man. I think history is quite interesting. And it's not to get stuck in it or the fact that we can go back, because there is no going back. Time only moves one direction. It's not only something to take pride in, but something to learn from. And I think it's just, again, it's just kind of cool. National Science Fiction Day. Enjoy your favorite sci-fi out there. I feel like I've never met somebody that doesn't have at least something that they like in the science fiction realm. A little bit. I'm not saying they're a big sci-fi person, but because I'm not even a big sci-fi guy, but even I've got some stuff that I think is kind of cool or I grew up with, and so it's nostalgic to me. I'll be honest, I eat up all the Star Wars stuff, man. I saw Empire when I was like, it was the first movie I saw in the theater, and it just got me. But I don't listen to or watch a lot of sci-fi. But if you do, enjoy. There's a lot of great science fiction books out there, too. It's Happy Mew Year for Cats Day. Slip extra catnip in for your cat there. It's New Year's for cats, I guess. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to look into that one much. But happy, if you want to, Happy Mew Year for Cats Day. You go right ahead and dive into that one. Got too much work around here, sorry. And finally, Motivation and Inspiration Day. Get up, get inspired, get moving. Not only can it benefit you and help you, you just never know who you are going to be inspiring and who are you might be helping move forward. Especially as we've got a lot of resolutions out there, or a lot of people just wanting a better year and wanting to have get things started on the right foot. Inspire yourself, inspire others. It's in you. It's in every one of us. A little bit of country music news. I had a good New Year's, but boring. I'll be honest with you. I didn't do anything. I didn't leave the house or anything. I was near my fur brother, Sam. He hasn't been doing good. I wasn't feeling the greatest. I did something I haven't done in I don't know how long, probably since I was a kid, maybe. I watched some of the programming on TV, the big New Year's celebrations. And I don't remember. Were they always music-centric? I feel like the Dick Clark one, they had guests, they had different things going on, but now it's all music. And that's nothing wrong with that, just that's kind of where it's gone. And I watched a little bit of, some of the broadcasts that were out there and everything. And they didn't do a bad job. Ryan Seacrest, I'm not a big Ryan Seacrest fan, but he's incredible at what he does. He's very good at what he does. And there were some cool performances here and there. I've really got to say, I flipped over to it to do some homework for the show here and for the station here. And I watched some of New Year's Eve Nashville's Big Bash. And I was blown away, man. Like, first off, they've got about five or six different locations they were going through. And a shout out to that production team. Because if you were watching, it was seamless. They went boom, 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 just from spot to spot with no hesitation, no problems with the programming or anything like that. It was seamless. A lot of great performances. Lainey Wilson, of course, killed it. Really liked the Chris Stapleton performance. I thought that was really good. But I gotta say, I don't know a whole lot about Keith Urban, but what I do know is a talented guy, and he's been doing this a long time. For one, between us, I think he might be a vampire. I think Keith Urban might. Somebody check that out. He's either that or it's just the Australians just age beautifully. Because that man has not aged. I don't know how, but that man hasn't aged. And he is an incredible MC. He did a great job. He was comfortable. He was natural. He was charming. He did a good job. He was great. And did I... Did I mention Miranda Lambert performed too? That was really good. I had to get that in there. I can't help it. She's amazing. She was really good too. Just an incredible performance. Really nice production. Well done. Tip of the cowboy hat to all of them. Country albums to look forward to in 2025. That's where we kick things off. There's a handful of them out there that a lot of people are excited about. Good Years by Neon Union's coming out January 31st. The Select by Ty Myers on the 24th. Also on the 24th, The High Road by Kane Brown, whole new album from him. January 17th, We're Gonna Make It from Lanco is coming out. Next month on Valentine's Day on February 14th, very fitting on Valentine's Day, Plus One, The War and Treaty have a new album coming out. They are amazing. If you haven't listened to The War and Treaty, whew, check them out. They are good. It is rumored that Blake Shelton, Chris Young, and Eric Church are all going to have new albums coming out this year. But one of the biggest things that is riling up Nashville right now, and a lot of people are excited about, a lot of people have been talking about, and by I mean like executives, producers, other country music artists. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, this person should be in country, that person shouldn't be in country, or what have you. But there's one name that that has come up recently that nobody has a problem with, and everybody seems to be very excited about. And Ringo Starr, former Beatles drummer and actor of very good B-movies. Ringo Starr is going country again. This isn't Ringo's first time. Ringo is making his return to country with his next album, Look Up. It's produced by T-Bone Burnett and comes out January 10th. He released the album's first single, Time on My Hands. Now, Ringo actually first dabbled in country back in the 70s with B Cups of Blues. And we're going to play this for you right now. Yeah. This is the Beatle himself, Ringo Starr, Time on My Hands. On 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country Sunrise Show.
I used to have a true love, everything was fine. But now she's found a new love, she's no longer mine. I thought it was forever, but she had other plans. Now these arms are empty, and I've got time on my hands. I turned my collar up, kept my eyes turned down. I walked the empty streets, the blue side of town. When she was my baby, I was a busy man. But she slipped through my fingers, and I've got time on my hands. Time on my hands. The lessons we learned. I'm over here.
up in my college dorm. Yeah, my life, it was pretty normal. Looking for a date to the spring formal. Wasn't worried about nothing else, no. Majoring in undecided. Notebook full of bad songs I was writing. Never dreamed anybody else would like them. Now they're sitting on a Walmart shelf. Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up, ain't nothing. Said I do, but everybody else said, man, you're 22, what you trying to prove? Hey, why don't you wait? Cause I've been waiting on her since the second grade, yeah. And now she got her own set of fans, got a blue check mark by her Instagram, and I wrote a little song about holding her hand, and now everybody wanna die happy, man. Told my daddy and mama, you're gonna have a grandkid.
Yep.
From Uganda, that's right, we're adopting. And she is the cutest little girl that you ever seen. While I was wrapping my head around being a dad, a bigger wrench got thrown in the plans we thought we had. Now there's Willow and sweet Ada James, that's two under two. Now hey, what can I say?
Funny how life changes. You wake up.
Right here, you look like waves on a sunset, and you
you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck, better little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years, I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. As I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit 1,000 times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Fill the glass up to the top. I'll start with loving her, but I don't know when to stop.
up and right away. Her name is on my lips. Watch the memories start to flow. Well, I can't stop with just one sip. Yes, I admit I got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Fill the glass up to the top. I'll start her, but I don't know where to stop. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Fill the glass up to the top.
David Ball's got a thinking problem on 105.5 WIRI West Country Sunrise Show. James here with you. I got good things to join us on the way from Randy Travis, Lone Star, Dwight Yoakam, and this right here for Tammy over in Plover. Here is Tim McGraw, Just to See You Smile on 105.5 WIRI West Country Sunrise Show. Good morning, everybody.
Had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee. Quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. Yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. So I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to.
lost just to see you smile.
Been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-Week Challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This coming year, From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery warmly invites you to rediscover the joy of connecting with friends over a delicious cup of coffee. Join us to unwind and reconnect with those who you've been too busy to see. Take a moment to savor their company and create lasting memories. Experience the magic of connection at From the Ground Up Coffee House, downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Proud sponsor of the Sunrise Show on 105.5 FM, WIRI, weekday mornings at 7 a.m.
Come out to support the Boys of Winter. Join in the excitement and the thrill of each Wisconsin Rapids River Kings home game. Come cheer on the team with your friends at 105.5 FM.
Country Legends 24-7.
105.5. Baby, don't say no so quick. This ain't about me trying to see how far that I can get. But I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't mind just a little bit of you and I. Eye to eye, lips on lips, swaying to the music real close. We can both use a little let go kind of night. Baby, if you want a good time, we can get on it. Just take a shot and you can step on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. Just now seen that smile, and I bet it's been a minute since you tapped on into your wild and crazy side. So baby, let's do this tonight. Baby, that moon looks just right, but don't fight it. If you want a good time, we can get on it. Take a shot or you can step on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. Far as I can tell, that fire ain't got no rain on it. So come on, baby, it's one of those stars falling, love calling. But get you feeling all right tonight. Sounds good, don't it? Don't it? Every little thing you got to know that I want it. Want it. Yeah, sounds pretty good now, go ahead. So, baby, let's get on it. You're gonna love it, you can bet. Whatever you want, as far as I can see, that thing ain't got no rain on it. So come on, baby, bring on it. It's one of those stars falling, love calling. I'll get you feeling all right now. Sounds good, don't it? Don't it? Every little thing you got to know that.
teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home and 80 acres, the faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land, as he lay his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's a story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring your drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now, don't you save me the trouble. Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble? Give that heartache to somebody else. If you're the kind of girl that's only gonna wanna love and leave a guy like me alone in this bar drinking double, why don't you save me the trouble? Save me the trouble, baby.
Now the closer I get to the red on your lips, I can feel myself falling all crazy. Cause just a little kiss and I can never get you out of my mind. So before you go wreck my whole life, why don't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble, baby?
something about a truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, a time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field, and something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day makes it taste just right. On that drop tailgate on a summer night, there's something about beer sitting on ice, and something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. And that farmer's field will make a boy miss. There's something about a girl in a red sundress, and there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. On that drop tailgate back behind the corn, the most natural thing you ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the bird. Something about a creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you want to dive on in. You don't need no clothes to just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips.
Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. The smell of your skin, the taste of your kiss, the way you whisper in the dark. Around me, you touch every place in my heart.
Star Amazed on 105.5 WIRI Wiz Country Sunrise Show. James here, and I'm out. I'll be back tomorrow to get you ready for the weekend. You are not alone. You got Travis Tritt, Josh Turner, Brad Paisley all to join you. Seth and Laura will be here a little bit later, and later Seth will have trail tunes for you. Be sure to join him at 6 for that. Got a great show lined up for you. And on WFHR at about 5 o'clock today, we got Wisconsin men's hockey versus Michigan State. That'll be a good one for you as well. Like this right here, Dwight Yoakam, Fast As You, a 105.5 WIRI Wiz Country Sunrise Show. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah. sucker.
The Winter Market is back at Wisconsin Rapids Moravian. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. each Saturday, excluding weekends after holidays, you can get some of the great farmers market items you already love at this special winter market. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic. But it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. To search up the term credit freeze, and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
CBS News special report. The New Orleans attacker may have had help.
We do believe that there were multiple people that were involved in working with the driver of the vehicle.
Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merrill on CBS Mornings. At least 15 people died and more than 30 were injured when U.S. Army veteran Shamsuddin Jabbar plowed his rented Tesla truck into crowds celebrating New Year's. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Among the deceased victims, 27-year-old Nicole Perez, a manager at a deli market. Her friend and boss described Perez as hardworking and a great mother.
Police in Las Vegas say a serving Army officer called Matthew Allen Livelsberger rented the Tesla truck that caught fire and exploded outside President-elect Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel yesterday. CBS's Andres Gutierrez has more.
CBS did speak to two of his relatives who said that they had no idea that he was involved in this incident, but knew that he had recently rented a cyber truck. We're told that his wife hadn't heard from him in several days.
CBS News special report. I'm Vicki Barker.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little bit of sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down to around 10. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high pretty close to 15 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.